After this, chapter 33. After this, 33, chapter 33, verse 18.
出埃及记33章第18节.
Then Moses said, I pray you, show me your glory.
摩西说,求你显出你的荣耀给我看.
And he said, I myself will make all my goodness pass before you and will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious and will show compassion on whom I will show compassion.
耶和华说,我要显出我一切的恩慈,在你面前经过,宣告我的名,我要恩待谁就恩待谁,要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
And he said, you cannot see my face, for no man can see me and live.
又说,你不能看见我的面,因为人见我面,不能存活。
Then the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and you shall stand there on the rock.
耶和华说,看啊,在我这里有地方,你要站在磐石上。
And it will come about while my glory is passing by, and I will put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by.
我的荣耀经过的时候,我必将你放在磐石雪中,用我的手掩盖你,等我过去。
Then I will take my hand away, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen.
然后我要将我的手收回，你就得见我的背，却不见我的面。
This is where inspiration of the hymn we just sang came from.
这就是刚才我们所唱的诗歌里边所来源的那个地方。
Chapter 34.
第34节，第34章。
Now the Lord said to Moses, cut out for yourself two stone tablets like the former ones, and I will write up around the tablets the words that were on the former tablets which you shattered.
耶和华吩咐摩西说,你要凿出两块石板,和先前你所摔碎的那块板一样,其上的字我要写在这板上。
And let's drop to verse 4.
我们跳到第四节。
So he cut out two stone tablets like the former ones, and Moses rose up early in the morning and went up to the Mount Sinai, and the Lord had commanded him, and he took two stone tablets in his hand.
摩西就凿出两块石板,和先前的一样。 清早清晨起来,照耶和华所吩咐的上西乃山去,手里拿着两块石板。
The Lord descended in the cloud and stood there with him as he called upon the name of the Lord.
耶和华在云中降临,和摩西一同站在那里宣告耶和华的名。
Then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness and truth.
耶和华在他面前宣告说, 耶和华是有怜悯,是有恩典的神,不轻易发怒,并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin. Yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, visiting the iniquity of fathers on the children and on the grandchildren to the third and fourth generation.
为千万人存留慈爱,赦免罪孽,过犯和罪恶,万不以有罪的为无罪,必追讨他的罪,自负及子,直到三世代。
Moses made haste to bow low toward the earth and worship.
摩西急忙伏地下拜。
Try to put the bookmark here, so we're going to turn to this place again, but we have two other places to read. Psalm 103.
大家在这做一个书签那样的标志，是我们待会儿还会回过来再查这些圣经。Psalm
103, please.
诗篇103篇。
verse 1 through 5. Psalm 103.
诗篇 103篇 1到第5节.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name.
我的心呢, 你要称颂耶和华, 凡在我里面的, 也要称颂他的圣名.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of His benefits.
我的心呢, 你要称颂耶和华, 不可忘记他的一切恩惠.
Who pardons all your iniquities and who heals all your diseases.
他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你一切的你的一切疾病。
Who redeems your life from the pit? Who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion?
他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
Who satisfies your ears with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle?
他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如因返老还童。
And verse 8. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness.
第八节, 耶和华有怜悯,有恩典,不轻易发怒,且有丰盛的慈爱。
He will not always strive with us, nor will He keep His anger forever.
他不长久责备,也不永远怀怒。
He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His loving kindness toward those who fear Him.
天离地何等的高，祂的慈爱向敬畏祂的人也是何等的大。
As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us.
东离西有多远，祂叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him.
父亲怎样连续他的儿女，耶和华也怎样连续敬畏他的人。
Let's turn to another place in New Testament.
那我们再翻开新约圣经。
John Gospel, Chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
Gospel according to John, Chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章
Verse 14
第十四节
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。 我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And verse 16. For of His fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ.
律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 34.
我们再翻回到出埃及记第34章。
So let's have a word of prayer. Let's bow our heads, have a word of prayer before the Lord.
让我们再低头，在主的面前有点祷告。
Father, thank you for joining us together here today.
父啊，实在是谢谢你把我们吸引来到这个地方聚集。
Because you desire to show mercy and grace to us.
因为你愿意向我们施怜悯和恩典给我们。
So we, with your grace, we turn our heart to you.
因着你的恩典，我们的心重新转向你。
And as your word says that we all have received grace upon grace.
就像你的话语所告诉我们的那样，我们所得到的乃是恩上加恩。May
we receive your grace in your word.
让我们再次借着你的话语来接受你的恩典。So
we have this grace to walk in the narrow path to follow the Lord Jesus.
使我们借着这样的恩典，我们能够走窄路来跟随我们的主耶稣。And
glorify His name through our life.
使他的名在我们的生命中被再次得彰显。
May Father speak to us, speak in our heart.
父啊，愿意你对我们，对我们每个人的心讲话。
Testify again in our heart for the Lord Jesus.
在我们的心中，把你的主再次见证出来。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. I'd like to share the one thought with you this morning.
今天早晨，我想跟大家分享一个简单的想法。
That is the mercies of the Lord.
就是主的怜悯。
We know that we've been sharing here for several weeks about the following the Lord through taking up our cross.
我们已经有很多个星期的分享，就是讲到我们怎么样背起十字架来跟随我们的主。
But without the grace of the Lord, His mercy will not be able to follow the Lord by our own strength.
但是如果没有神的怜悯和恩典，我们不可能靠着我们个人的力量来走这条道路的。
So I'd like to see from the God's word what God really wants us to know, how to know the Lord.
那么我们想借着神的话语再次来分享神是怎么样让想帮助我们要来认识他的。
And Exodus 34 tells us a wonderful story, what God wants us to know first.
那么出埃及记34章实在是告诉我们一个很奇妙的故事，这个故事乃是让我们认识到怎么样来认识耶稣主的荣耀。
We often said that God is the God of the second chance.
我们常常说神是给我们第二次机会的神。
Because God has abundant mercies.
因为神实在有丰盛的怜悯。
He has abundant grace.
他也有丰盛的恩典。
So when Moses asked the Lord to show himself to him,
当摩西向神说求他显现给他看的时候，
you know, Moses asked a similar question. This is the second time.
摩西已经是第二次问这个问题了。
First time he asked the Lord's name.
他第一次他问神，你的名字是什么？
Lord wanted to send him to Egypt to save his people.
那个时候是因为神要差派他以摩西去埃及去救他的百姓。
He asked the Lord, "What is your name? If your people ask me, what is the name of our God?"
摩西回答说：“你的名字是什么呢？我们的神的名字是什么呢？当你的百姓问我的时候，我怎么样说答复呢
？”And Lord replied, "I am that I am."
神就回答说：“我。”就是我是。
My name is I am.
我的名字就是我是。
And this is the second time he asked the Lord a deeper question.
那么这是他第一次问，在这儿呢，这是第二次问他这个问题，更深的问题。
He said the Lord, please reveal your glory to me.
他对主说，主啊，再次求你把你的荣耀显给我看。
After just 40 years, He had this experience with the Lord.
因为四十年来，他实在是有很多跟神的经历。
And he wanted to know deeper about this God who is so compassionate, who is ready to forgive his people's sin.
他还想更深的来认识神，他是怎么样有这样的恩典怜悯，来怎么样来赦免他百姓的。
And God showed him that what Moses really wanted, he wanted to see God.
神实在是要让摩西向摩西表明说他实在是需要看见神。
And the way he asked him is that, show me your glory.
摩西向神说求你显现你的荣耀给我看。
And God told him that no one can see me and still live.
神回答说没有人见了我的面还能存活的。
So the gospel friend among us, if you ask this question thatIf you show me your God, I will believe you.
那么也许我们中间的福音朋友会问这样的问题，如果你能把你的神显给我看，我就会相信神。
I asked similar questions to Christians before I became believers.
我在没有成为基督徒以前，我也常常问那些信徒们，信基督徒这个问题。
And by God's great mercy, he never answered that question.
实在是神的极大的怜悯，他并没有回答我这个问题。
Because God said that Whoever sees me, he will not live.
因为神实在说，神谁要见了我的面的话，他必定死亡。
But here God says, I will show my glory to you. I will proclaim my name to you.
但是神在这儿却说，他要向着摩西宣告他的名，要显出他的怜悯来。
So by this proclamation, that we can know our God.
借着这样的宣告，我们知道我们可以认识神。
Instead of seeing Him.
不过是不是看到他。
So in this backdrop, we need to understand this, this event happened right after God's people had committed a very serious sin.
我们都知道这件事情发生的背景乃是以色列的百姓刚刚犯了一个极大的罪孽。God
spoke to all the people, and told them about the Ten Commandments.
因为神刚刚对他的所有的百姓宣告了他的十大诫命。
So all Israelites, all people of God heard God's voice.
所有的以色列人,神的百姓都听到了神说话的声音。
This is the most wonderful thing for them to be able to hear God's own voice.
这对他们说是何等奇妙的一个经历,因为他们实在是听到了神的声音。
No other peoples, no other nations have ever heard their God speaking to them.
没有一个民族,没有别的人曾经听见过他们所敬拜的神对他们说话的声音。
But all people of God at that generation, in that generation, heard God speaking to them and heard God's voice.
但是神的百姓,就是那一代的人,他们都亲耳听到了神说话的声音。
God told them about the Ten Commandments.
神实在告诉了他们十大的诫命。So
God says in the Bible, says that Israel, the people of God, will not be numbered among nations.
这就是为什么神这样说，他的百姓在所有的万国之中是少数，不列在万国之中。Because
they have this highest privilege a people can have.
他们实在有极大的那个权利可以能够听见神。So
their history is not like any history of another nation.
所以说他们这个国家的经历绝不是其他的国家的经历所能够接受到的。But
after they heard God speaking to them, but they sinned.
但是当神给他们讲完话以后，他们就犯了极大的罪。They
God told them, do not create any idols, any images.
因为神实在告诉他们不能够按照各样的形象来造那个偶像。
But they did exactly opposite what God told them.
而他们所做的正好和神所告诉他们的相反。
They created a golden calf and called it, this is our God.
他们造了一个金牛犊，然后把这个金牛犊称作是他们的神。
And so Moses, when he came down from mountain, he was so angry, he shattered the Ten Commandments, the stone tablets that God created. God personally created this Ten Commandments, and Moses shattered it at the mountain.
当摩西 从山上下来看到这样的情形的时候，他就摔碎了他手上拿的神给他的两块法板，因为他对着神的百姓极大的愤怒。Because
God's people already broke God's commandment.
因为神的百姓已经破坏了神的十大诫命。So
chapter 34 tells us God's mercy and compassion and His grace.
那么第34章 就让我们看到了神的怜悯和极大的恩典。God
gave them second chance.
神再次给了他们第二次的机会。So
God said, told Moses to cut off for himself another two tablets of stones.
神就告诉摩西要再次凿出两块石板来。And
he will write again the Ten Commandments on them.
他要再次把十大诫命写在上面。And
then he said, and then I will proclaim my name. So you can know me.
神就说，他说我要宣告我的名，使你可以知道我。So
verse 6 says, then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, The Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and truth.
第六节这样讲到，耶和华从他摩西面前经过的时候，宣告说：“耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯的，是有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。”
So what the Lord wants us to know first thing is His mercy and grace.
所以神想让摩西所知道的最重要的第一件事情，就是他是有怜悯和恩典的神。
Yes, God also tells us that He is righteous God.
当然神也告诉我们他是公义的神。
He will not leave the guilty unpunished.
他绝不会使有罪的变为无罪。
And those who are guilty will suffer consequences from up to three and third generation.
那些有罪的必追讨他的罪孽直到三代四代。
But God wanted to first know Him as God of compassion, mercy and grace.
但是神首先让他要先认识到的乃是神乃是一个有怜悯有恩典的神。
He's slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and truth.
他不轻易发怒并且有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Because without the mercies and grace of God, none of us can come to know the Lord.
因为如果没有神的怜悯和恩典的话是绝对不会有任何人可以来到神面前认识他的。
We see in the John Gospel tell us the same thing.
我们都知道在约翰福音里面告诉我们是同一件事情。
In order for us to know the Lord, Lord Jesus have to first come down in the flesh, dwell among us.
如果我们要认识神，主耶稣基督必须要先降世为人，来到我们中间才可能。
So whenever he mentioned truth, he always proceeded with the grace first.
当圣经里面讲到真理的时候，他先要先讲到恩典。
Because without grace of God, we will not be able to know the truth.
因为没有神的怜悯的恩典，我们是不可能认识真理的。
So he said, full of glory of the Father's only begotten Son.
因为他在讲到说，神独生的子充满了荣光来到我们中间。
Full of grace and truth.
充满了恩典和真理来到我们中间。
So here,His intention is very clear.
在这儿，神给我们所看到他的目的是非常清楚。
His way is very clear.
他的道路也是何等的清楚。
Always give us mercy and grace first.
首先是给我们怜悯和恩典在先。
He always showed that His mercy in order for us to know the truth.
他首先是给我们的怜悯，使我们才能够认识到真理。
He prepared salvation first.
他把救恩放在先
，so that we can be saved first，
所以我们可以得救
，and then know His truth，
然后才认识他的真理。
This order is very important。
这个顺序是极其重要的。
When we read the Bible, whenever Bible sometimes has order, the order is very important。
我们在读圣经的时候，我们知道圣经的顺序是极其重要的。
So Bible says that God desired that all to be saved。
圣经说他希望万人得救
and come to the knowledge of the truth
然后来认识神丰满的真理
So today I'd like to share with you this from four characters in the Bible
我们今天想要借着四个人物来认识圣经
There's David
大卫王
and another king called Manasseh
第二个王称为马拉西
and the two characters from New Testament is Peter and Mark
那么新约里面的两个角色乃是彼得和马可
So the impression that I got is our God is the God of the second chance
要给大家的一种领受乃是我们的神是给我们第二次机会的神
and because His mercies and grace
因着他怜悯和恩典的缘故
second chance doesn't mean thatif you know at the third strike we're out
当然我们说第二次的机会并不是说我们犯了第三次错误我们就会被神所惩罚到底
it tells us that God will give us more than enough grace and mercies chances for us to repent to know the truth
我们讲的乃是说神要给我们足够的恩典和怜悯使我们可以来到他的面前悔改认罪并认识真理
When Peter asked the LordHow many times I should forgive my brother?
彼得问主耶稣说我要 几次原谅我的兄弟才可以呢？
Is it three times enough in a day?
三次，每天三次可以了吗？
I mean, nobody has that capacity to forgive your brother or sister three times. I don't believe that anybody here, if anybody offended you three times in a day, the same thing, and they come to ask for your forgiveness, you actually really forgive that person. I don't believe any of us has that capacity.
我不相信在我们中间有人可以有这么大的度量，可以一天连续三次赦免，从内心深处真正赦免那得罪你的兄弟或者姊妹。
And Lord Jesus says, you have to forgive that person 70 times 7.
而主耶稣回答彼得说，你要赦免你的弟兄七十个七次。
Yes, that's 490 times a day.
也就是说你要赦免490次之多。
Now, I think what Lord is saying is that this is how he forgives us.
这实际上乃是主耶稣要告诉我们他是怎么样赦免我们。
As long as you come to him with a sincere heart, ask for forgiveness 490 times a day, he will forgive us.
只要我们存着一个诚实的心来到神的面前祈求他的赦免，那么神就可以490次每天这样来原谅我们，赦免我们。
So here we need to know God, what God wants us to know him first.
所以在这儿我们首先要来认识神，神要让我们认识他的首先重要的事。
So when he proclaims his name, he says, God, Jehovah, Jehovah is merciful.
神首先在宣告他的名的时候，乃是说神啊，耶和华，耶和华，他是慈爱怜悯的神。
What does it mean by mercy?
什么是怜悯呢？
Our brother, leading brother, said this, mercy means God does not give us what we deserve, the punishment we deserve.
我们刚才带诗歌的弟兄这样分享说，怜悯乃是讲到我们不配得的那个得的赦免而得到了。
God will not give us the due punishments we deserve.
神不会给我们我们所应得的报应，这就是怜悯。
And actually, it's more than that.
其实还远远超过这些。
That's good definition, but I think mercy in the Bible carries a lot more than just that.
其实这个的定义还不够全面，因为圣经里面关于怜悯的定义比这个更大。
It tells us that God feels inside us.
乃是讲到神充满了我们自己的内心。
He feels our pain.
他能够感觉到我们的痛苦。
Many times that we feel very lonely in a crowd, even in the crowd, because it seems that nobody can understand us.
常常我们也可能会有这样的感觉，我们即使在众多的人的周围，我们也会感到自己很孤独，因为没有人觉得周围没有人理解我们的心。
But mercy of God means that God can feel the inside, the pain that we experience inside of us that nobody can understand.
神的怜悯乃是讲到神能够亲自的体能够理解到我们内心深处我们所经历的那些痛苦，而别的人是不可能知道的。
So some form of the word mercy actually means our kidney.
那么怜悯这个词的有一部分的意思，这个原文的意思还是讲到我们的肾。
It's the organ inside of us. It shows that God can feel.What you feel.
也就是说讲到是他是我们内心里面的一个器官，可以感觉到我们心里所思所想的事。
So he can understand your emotions.
他可以知道你的情感。
And he understands how you feel now.
他可以知道你现在正在想什么。
That's why when God mercy, he will do something for you out of his understanding of you.
也就是说神的怜悯乃是讲到因为他明白你的缘故，他会为着这个事情来引导。
And this God says he also, she says, merciful and gracious.
那讲到说神是有怜悯的，也是有恩典的神。
What do you mean by grace?
什么是恩典呢？
We know that grace by definition means unmerited favor.
恩典乃是讲到 不是你正得来该得的好处。
It means that God will give us what we don't deserve.
也就是说，神给我们我们不该值得得到的。
So mercy is God does not give us what we deserve. Grace means God gave us what we don't deserve.
怜悯乃是讲到我们该我们神没有给我们当得的，而恩典乃是神给我们我们不当得的。
So grace of God is God gave us the best gift that He has at for something that we don't earn.
恩典乃是讲到神给我们最好的东西，这个东西是我们根本不配得的。
Not because you're a good person or you do the good deeds.
并不是因着你是一个很好的人，你做了很好的事情，所以该得。
It is totally from His grace and mercy. He gave us the best thing that He has to us.
乃是因着他完全的恩典的缘故，所以他给了我们最好的东西，我们不配得的。
In spite of the how sinful we are,
尽管我们是何等的一个罪人。
So this is called grace.
这就是恩典。
So God wants to know that He's merciful and He's gracious.
神实在要让我们认识到他乃是怜悯的恩典的神。
And He's slow to anger.
然后他是不轻易发怒。
How is it different form of impression that we have?
我们自己的里边的感觉好像是何等是和这个是何等的相反。
We thought that God in the Old Testament was constantly angry.
我们在旧约里边觉得这个神常常发怒
，and always punish his people. And you look at the history, you see that God always angry. All the time.
我们的感觉好像是在旧约里边，他的神常常发怒，常常的惩罚他的百姓。
But we forgot to understand behind the scenes, God was long suffering.
我们实在是忘记，在这个背景的后面，神乃是一个忍受很大的那个。
God gave His children more than enough time and grace to repent.
因为神实在是给了他的百姓，他的儿女足够的恩典，使他们能够悔改。
God gave them hundreds years to repent.
神给他们成千上百年的机会，让他们能够悔改。
Not only one generation, not only personally, individually, but also from generation, God waiting for the whole nation to repent.
不光是对每一个人亲自让他们有悔改的机会，也让他们整个民族一代一代的几百年，希望给他们有机会悔改。
Oftentimes, some brothers and sisters, they fear of God in a very negative term.
我们常常觉得很多弟兄姊妹对神的感觉好像是一种很负面的。
They always think that God is angry at them.
他常常觉得神整天在对他发火。
God waiting for opportunity to punish them.
神好像寻找机会要来惩罚他。
It is not true.
这绝不是真的。
And so here she said, abounding in loving kindness and truth.
这乃是讲到是有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
So again here it says, loving kindness comes before truth.
这是讲到丰盛的慈爱乃是在这个诚实这个字就是真理的意思，在真理之前。
So this is how God wants us to understand Him first.
这就实在是看到神是怎么样让我们来认识他的那个前后顺序。
God wants us to understand Him as a merciful and gracious God.
他要先让我们看到他是个怜悯恩典的神。
So I'd like to spend time with you to look at this four characters in the Bible.Through your life to understand how merciful our God is.
所以我们想要花点时间来借着这四个人物来看看神他的恩典和怜悯是怎么样显出来的。
Let's turn to First Chronicle.
我们先来打开历代志上。
Let's read the one incident happened in David's life.
我们来看看在大卫身上所发生的事。
Chapter 21, First Chronicles, Chapter 21.
历代志上第21章。
Then Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel.
撒旦起来攻击以色列人, 激动大卫,
So David said to Joab and to the princes of the people, Go, number Israel from Beersheba even to Dan, and to bring me word that I may know their number.
大卫就吩咐约甲和民中的首领说,你们去数点以色列人,从比士巴直到但, 回来告诉我, 我好知道他们的数目。
Joab said, May the Lord add to his people 100 times as many as they are. But my Lord, the king, are they not all my Lord's servants? Why does my Lord seek this thing? Why should he be a cause of guilt to Israel?
约甲说, 愿耶和华使他的百姓比现在加增百倍。我主我王啊，他们不是你们你的仆人吗？我主为何吩咐行这事？为何使以色列人陷在罪里呢？
So even though we don't know the whole truth about this incident, why David wanted to number the people.
当然我们可能不知道那个事情发生的背景，为什么大卫要数点他的百姓。
But we, from Joab's reply, we know that it is not good.
但是借着约甲的回答，我们都知道这件事情不是件好事情。
Even Joab noticed that it was not pleasing to the Lord. It will bring judgment, guilt from all Israel.
连约甲这样的人都意识到这件事情会使以色列人陷到罪的里面。
David insisted on doing that.
但是大卫竟然
So we're going to read verse 7.
在我们读第七节,
God was displeased with this thing, so he struck Israel.
神不喜悦这数点百姓的事,便降灾给以色列人。
David said to God, I have sinned greatly in that I have done this thing, but now please take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly.
大卫祷告神说,我行这事大有罪了,现在求你除掉仆人的罪孽,因我所行的甚是愚昧。The
Lord spoke to Gad, David's seer, saying, Go and speak to David, saying, Thus says the Lord, I offer you 3 things, choose for yourself one of them, which I will do for you.
耶和华吩咐大卫的先见加德说,你去告诉大卫说,耶和华如此说,我有3样的灾,随你选择一样,我好降于你。So
Gad came to David and said to him, Thus says the Lord, take for yourself either 3 years of famine or 3 months to be swept away before your foes while the sword of your enemies overtakes you, or else 3 days of sword of the Lord, that is, pestilence in the land. And the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the territory of Israel. Now therefore, consider what answer I shall return to him who sent me.
于是家人来见大卫，对他说：“耶和华如此说，你可以随意选择，或3年的饥荒，或败在你敌人面前，或被敌人的刀追杀3个月，或者在你国中有耶和华的刀，就是3日的瘟疫。” 耶和华的使者在以色列的事情施行毁灭。现在你要想一想，我好回复那差我来的。David
said to Gad, I am in great distress. Please let me fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are very great, but do not let me fall into the hand of man.
大卫对迦勒说，我甚为难，我愿落在耶和华的手里，因为他是有丰盛的怜悯，我不愿落在人的手里。
So the Lord sent the pestilence on Israel. 70,000 men of Israel fell, and God sent an angel to Jerusalem to destroy it. But as he was about to destroy it, the Lord saw and was sorry over the calamity and said to the destroying angel, It is enough. Now relax your hand. And the angel of the Lord was standing by the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite.
于是耶和华降瘟疫与以色列人，以色列人就死了70,000。 神差遣使者去灭耶路撒冷，要刚要灭的时候，耶和华看见后悔，就不降这灾了。吩咐灭城的天使说：“够了，住手吧。”那是耶和华的使者站在耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场那里。
Then David lifted up his eyes and saw the angel of the Lord standing between earth and heaven with his drawn sword in his hand, stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and elders, covered with sackcloth, fell on their faces.
大卫举目看见耶和华的使者站在天地间，手里有拔出来的刀，身在耶路撒冷以上。 大卫和长老都穿着麻衣，伏面伏于地。
And let's go to verse 18. Then the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David, that David should go up and build an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite.
第十八节，耶和华的使者吩咐迦德去告诉大卫，叫他上去在耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场上，为耶和华筑一座坛。
And verse 22. Then David said to Ornan, give me the site of this threshing floor. I may build on it an altar to the Lord. For the full price you shall give it to me, that the plague may be restrained from the people.
大卫对阿尔南说，第22节。 你将这禾场与相连之地卖给我，我必给你足价，我好在其上为耶和华筑一座坛，是民间的瘟疫之处。
Ornan said to David, take it for yourself, and let my lord the king do what is good in his sight. See, I will give oxen for burnt offering, and the threshing sledges for wood, and the wheat for the grain offering. I will give it all.
二人对大卫说：“你可以用这禾场，愿我主我王照你所喜悦的去行。我也将牛给你做燔祭，把打粮的器具当作柴烧，拿麦子做素祭，这些我都送给你。”But
King David said to Ornan, "No, but I will surely buy it for the full price, for I will not take what is yours for the Lord, or offer a burnt offering which costs me nothing."
大卫王对阿尔南说：“不然，我必给你足价向你买，我不用你的物献给耶和华，也不用白得来之物献为燔祭。”So
David gave Ornan 600 shekels of gold by weight for the site.
于是大卫为那地平了600舍格勒的银子给阿尔南。Then
David built an altar to the Lord there and offered burnt offering and peace offering, and he called to the Lord, and he answered him with fire from heaven. On the altar of burnt offering.
大卫在那里为耶和华筑一座坛，献祭、献燔祭和平安祭，求告耶和华，耶和华就应允他，使火从天降在燔祭坛上。The
Lord commanded angel, and he put his sword back in his sheath.
耶和华吩咐使者，他就收刀入鞘。And
at the time when David saw the Lord had answered him on the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite, he offered sacrifice there.
那时大卫见 耶和华在耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场上应许了他，就在那里献祭。
For the tabernacle of the Lord which Moses had made in the wilderness and the altar of burnt offering were in the high place at Gideon at that time.
摩西在旷野所造之耶和华的帐幕和燔祭坛都在基片的高处。
And chapter 22 verse 1.
第22章第一节。
Then David said, this is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of burnt offering for Israel.
大卫吩咐聚集在以色列的外邦人从其中派。
No. 22, verse 1. First Chronicle 22, verse 1.
Yeah, that's 大卫吩咐聚集在以色列地的外邦人从其中派石匠凿石头，要建造神的殿。
So you're missing Chinese Bible, missing one verse? That's interesting. All right.
Yeah, it is. That's right.
Okay. So this is how this David story starts.
这是大卫王的故事的开始。
We know David had committed a very serious sin before.
我们都知道在之前大卫犯了极大的一个罪。
He committed adultery. He also committed subsequent murder.
因为他在之前他犯了淫乱的罪，而且他杀了人。Because
he wanted to cover up the adultery he committed, he murdered the woman's husband.
也就是说，他因为犯了淫乱的罪，为了遮盖他这个淫乱的罪，他就把这个女人的丈夫给杀了。So
he suffered great consequences from his act.
他因着他的行为，他受了极大的惩罚。
But God forgave him. Now, this is the second time in David's life the great sin he committed.
这是在这里乃是大卫第二次犯了极大的罪。
Because it not only impacted himself, but it also affected the people of Israel.
这次不光是影响了他个人，也影响了整个以色列民。
So we see here, we don't know quite the reason why David wanted to number his people.
尽管我们在这里不是很清楚大卫为什么要数点他的百姓。
But obviously this thing was not good to God's eyes, nor to people's eyes.
但是有一件事情很清楚，我们知道神不喜悦这件事情，就连那些人也不喜欢这件事。
Some people say maybe it's caused by his pride.
有的人认为可能是因为大卫他骄傲了的缘故。
But there's something else. This the Bible tells us that this is Satan stood up against Israel. So something about spiritual happening, spiritual realm.
当然还有一件事情，圣经也告诉我们，因为撒旦就起来攻击以色列人，就说明这个事情背后有灵界的那个征战在里面。
We know a lot of things happen in this physical world are the consequences of something happening in the spiritual world.
我们都知道，在这个物质世界所发生的很多的事情，背后乃是有灵界的事情也同时在发生。
And now scientists talk about multiverse, multi-universe. I mean, Bible tells us a long time ago.
今天物理学科学家们讲到说有多个宇宙的事情，圣经早就告诉了这件事情。Bible
tells us that there are more than one three dimensions that we live.
圣经告诉我们在三维空间以外还有更大的空间。The
spiritual dimension that Bible tells us.
圣经所告诉我们的乃是一个属灵的世界。So,
but let's focus on this main lesson that God wants us to learn.
但是在这里我们乃是要集中精力来看神要让我们学的功课。
It must be a very serious sin.
这个罪一定是个极大的罪。
In the Samuel, it tells us actually it's a sin of Israel. God want them to face judgment.
在撒母耳记这样记载说，这件事情的背后还有以色列人因 整个以色列人也因为犯了罪的缘故，所以神要审判他们。So
we don't know exactly what kind of sin they committed.
我们虽然不很清楚究竟他们都犯了什么样的罪。So
here the main focus is that to understand the mercies of the Lord.
那么在这儿我们想要来注意看的乃是神的怜悯。Those
sin is so serious that God want to punish his people and this is the main key verse in this chapter.
那么这个罪这么样的大，以至于神必须要来惩罚那个处罚他的百姓，这是我们在这个章里面所看到的。And
the key verse is this.
那么最关键的经文是这样说的。The
God sent his prophet to tell David that God has the three things for him to choose from.
神差派他的先见加德到来告诉大卫，他有三件灾难要降在他们身上。It's a
first one, the 3 years of famine.
那么第一件就是3年的饥荒。Or
3 months to be chased, to be overtaken by his enemies.
或者3个月被敌人所败。Or
3 days of the sword of the Lord, that is pestilence throughout the land of Israel.
或者是3天被神的使者在以色列
So I wonder if I have three things to choose, what is your choice?
我在想，如果你有三件事情可以选择，你会选择什么呢？
What would be your choice?
那你的选择是什么？
Maybe you think 3 years famine, I'm king, so I've got enough supply.
也许你说三年的饥荒没什么，因为我是王，我自己有足够的食物供应我。
Other people may starve to death, but I'm fine. I'll be fine.
别人可能会饥饿而死，但是我应该没问题。
Or you're going to say the swords of your enemies because you have a soldiers, a mighty warrior to protect you. So maybe you could choose that one.
或者你可能选择是被敌人所追杀，因为你有足够的军兵能够保护你自己的安全。
But in the key verse, in this chapter is verse 13.
那么最关键的, 经文乃是第13节。
David replied that, I'm in great distress. Please let me fall into the hands of the Lord. For his mercies are very great, but do not let me fall into the hands of man.
大卫第十三节这样讲，大卫对家的说，我甚为难，我愿意落在耶和华的手里，因为他有丰盛的怜悯，我不愿意落在人的手里。
See, David, throughout his experience, ever since he was a young shepherd boy, he learned this precious lesson about the Lord.
大卫，我们实在是看到他是一个何等认识神的人。从他的整个个人的经历里面，从开始他做牧羊的那个孩童，一直到现在，他都很深的认识到神的怜悯。So
he says that for the mercy, let me fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercies are very great, but let me not fall into the hands of man.
他在这实在说他愿意落在耶和华的手里，因为他是有怜悯、有恩典、有丰盛的怜悯的，他不愿意落在人的手里。So
God executed judgment and God relented.
所以神就施下他的那个审判。But
here it says God is merciful and he stopped before destroying the Jerusalem.
在这我们再看到神的怜悯，因为他降瘟疫以后。 当那个使者要灭耶路撒冷的时候, 他神停止了。And
that God says in this threshing floor of Ornan, God stopped his judgment.
神乃是在这个阿尔兰的河塘那个地方停止了他的审判的。There
could have been not more than 7,000 men of Israel supposed to die.
因为按情形来说, 应该有比七 万多的以色列人，更多的人会死亡的。Maybe
700,000 should have died.
可能上7,000万的人都会死。But
here, God stopped that because His mercy.
但是神停止了他的手。Because
we don't know how great the sin they committed, so we don't have that comparison, the true knowledge to compare.
因为在这件事情上，我们实在不知道他们犯的这个罪究竟有何等的大，所以我们没办法在。
We said the 70,000 men is a very huge number.
我们想象7万的人是何等大的一位数字，对不对？
But you know, because we don't have the full knowledge, so we cannot judge.
因为我们没有这个完全的这个知识在这个背景上，所以我们不能够。So
we have to trust the Lord; He's all righteous.
但是我们必须要来相信神，他是公义的神。
So here, God wants to teach us a main lesson here is to understand how merciful God Himself is.
那么神在这里呢，是要告诉我们他是何等的有怜悯的。
And God also revealed to him that the angel of the Lord says that he should build a burnt offering or altar there on the threshing floor of Ornan.
神实在是启示他，让他看到说他必须要在阿尔南这河上上为神建一座坛。
So David went to talk to Ornan, his Jebusite, and he wanted to give the offering to David.
那么，所以大卫就来到这个耶布斯人阿尔南，告诉他说他要买这块地。那这阿尔南说，我可以把整个地奉献给你。And
David says very precious word about the burnt offering.
那么神，大卫在这实在是讲到一个关于燔祭一件很重要的事。
You know, we like to take advantage of everything. Like we want to go shopping on sale. And on the half price, even 20% is not enough. Half price.
因为我们人常常喜欢占点小便宜，我们去买东西的时候总是想，如果是有半价的话，那是好的无比的事。So
especially I think among Chinese.
尤其是中国人。But
we have to understand what burnt offering means.
我们必须要来认识一件事情，这个燔祭究竟是什么意思。
David said, I want to pay full price.
大卫说我要给你足价,
because it is a burnt offering to the Lord.
因为这乃是给神的燔祭,
I will not offer a burnt offering that costs me nothing.
我绝不会献一个燔祭,
and so David bought this field and he put the altar on the field.
大卫就买了这块地, 并在上面建了一个坛。
The burnt offering over there, he didn't set the fire.
在那个燔祭那个地方, 他自己并没有献上他的燔火。
See, David learned his lesson.
大卫你看到没有, 他很深地知道这个功课。
He learned that before, when he tried to carry God's covenant with the new cart,
因为在之前, 当他想要用自己的方法来, 来运载神的那个约柜,
because out of a covenant supposed to be carried by shoulder of the priest,
因为约柜必须要靠立位人的肩膀来, 祭司的肩膀来抬,
but so here he knows that altar of God, the fire have to come from heaven.
同样在这儿, 他也认识到这个祭坛上的火必须要从天降下来。
So he built the altar there and thanked the Lord that fire came from heaven to consume it.
他就为耶和华建了一座坛, 那么这个时候从天上就降下火来感谢神。
And then in chapter 21, verse 1, which Chinese Bible miss, is this, that from there David understood the house of the Lord is supposed to be in that place.
那么在第22章的第一节, 我们中文翻译, 没有把这节圣经翻译出来, 那儿乃是讲到说大卫在那个地方, 他说了一句话, 他认识到这个神的殿就是在那个何尝那个地方, 而且神的那个祭坛, 翻祭坛也是在那, 为以色列人的翻祭坛也是在那个地方。
Because in verse 29 he said, For the tabernacle of the Lord, which Moses has made in the wilderness, and the altar of burnt offering were in high place at Gideon at the time.
因为我们都知道在29节告诉我们在摩西的旷野所造的耶和华的会幕和燔祭坛那个时候是在基片的高地。
See, God told Moses 400 years, more than 400 years ago, when people of Israel went into the land of Canaan, that God will tell them a place and to set up his name, they should worship there.
因为在这件事情 400多年前，神就告诉摩西说，当他们进到迦南地以后，神要在那个地方选一个地方，在那个地方他们要敬拜神。And
but for 400 years passed, God never told them where that place is.
但是400年过去了，神竟然还没有告诉以色列人这个他所选的这个地方在哪里。
God didn't tell all the judges.
神没有告诉那些士师们,
God didn't tell the Samuel.
也没有告诉撒母耳,
so God didn't, for this 400 years, God didn't tell anybody.
竟然有400年之久, 神竟然没有告诉人那地方在哪里。
So the Ark of Tabernacle, Ark of Covenant Tabernacle was somewhere else in Gideon, in high place.
所以呢,那个神所,那个摩西所造的那个燔祭坛和帐幕呢, 就放暂时放在基片的高地。
But thank the Lord, God's been looking for a person who understands God's mercy.
神，我们实在要感谢神，神一直这么长的时间在寻找一个能够明白他想要明白他怜悯恩典的人。
So God's waiting for 400 years in order to look for a person who truly understands what the mercies of the Lord is, to build his house.
神实在是等了又等，等了很久，直到寻见一个人真实的明白神的那个怜悯恩典是什么，他要借着这个人把他的殿建起来。And
God found a place because that is the threshing floor of Ornan, because over there God showed his mercy.
神把这个地方就显出来，乃是在阿尔兰的禾场这个地方，神要显出他的怜悯和恩典。
That's the That burnt offering is testimony of God's great mercies.
而这个燔祭就显出神的那个怜悯。
And that very place was a place to build God's house, God's temple by Solomon.
就是在那个地方，神就借着所罗门建造了他的圣殿。
We see how this again to see God is God of second chance.
我们再一次看到神乃是给我们第二次机会的神。
How God, even though David, the second time he sinned this great, he committed this great sin.
我们看见大卫连续第二次犯了这么大的罪。
But he again turned back to the Lord and seek for his mercies.
当他再次回转过来在神的面前寻求他的怜悯的时候，
and God revealed to him through his abundant mercy that where he should build his temple.
神就借着他丰盛的怜悯告诉他他要在什么地方建造他的殿。
So we come to house of God to worship this morning.
所以今天早晨我们来到神的殿中敬拜神。
You and I need to understand God's mercy first.
我们当然必须要首先来明白神的怜悯和恩典。
Because this house is built upon the mercies of God.
因为这个神的殿乃是建造神的怜悯的基础上。
So we remember that gospel that Paul said to us.
我们记得在福音书里面, Paul,
Romans,
在罗马书里面, 保罗告诉我们,
By the mercies of God, I urge you, brethren, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice.
我凭着神的慈悲劝你们把身体献上当作活祭。
That's where the worship starts.
那个地方乃是我们敬拜的开始。
That's where the true worship should be.
那就在那样的地方我们真正的敬拜。
Upon this mercies of God through his salvation.
就是在他的怜悯在他的救赎的上面。
This we can see from David's life.
我们从大卫的身上，我们看到了，认识到这一点。
How merciful our Lord is.
我们的神是何等的怜悯。
He gave David a second chance.
他给大卫第二次的悔改的经历。
Not only gave him second chance, but through his mercy, he revealed to us where to build his house.
不光他向大卫显出了他的怜悯，而且他向大卫显出了。
So, as James says, mercy triumphs over judgment.
就像雅各所说的，怜悯胜过审判。
So let's together learn this mercies of the Lord.
让我们大家一同的来更深的认识神的怜悯。Let's
bow and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, may the Holy Spirit enlighten our heart so that we can truly know you.
父啊，求你赐下圣灵来光照我们的心，使我们真的能够认识你。
So that we can come to worship the Lord Jesus.
我们可以因此来敬拜我们的主耶稣。
Give him the first place in our heart, in our life.
使他在我们的生命之中占据首位。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
阿门。